FM. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
Denovos.
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 Hey guys, how are we today?
Good, it's Tuesday!
Do you know what? You reminded me already. I promised Jade that I'd go to Zumba.
Zumba tonight.
It's Zumba tonight. Yeah.
Tonight. I have no excuses.
There's video evidence of you promising to on our Facebook page as well.
So
I managed
excited.
To dig that up.
Good job. I'm so thank you for that.
No,
giving
you're very
me
welcome.
Bit of ammo.
I'm so fascinated as to why you get so excited that I'm going to the gym with you once. Like, why is it such a big deal to you?
Because I asked you once, you said yes, and then you kept making excuses and excuses and excuses. So
and
now you
until it didn't happen.
It's like a promise, you know? You can't break it with me.
Oh, well.
You should learn that lesson.
How long
right
does
now,
a
maybe?
Zumba class go for?
About 2 hours.
Yeah, 2 hours.
That's a lie.
Yeah, no. It's at the moment, it's your lucky day. They're only 30-minute classes because of, like, the coronavirus.
Also, it's at 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
That's not suitable for us.
Well, normally I would book in for the 7:30 class, but the thing is that it was booked out.
So 8 o'clock it is.
So 8 o'clock it is.
You'll be dancing around, low lighting, high music.
Mm. I did see you put it on the Facebook page, and your coach Tony from Pickleball commented on the post. It says, Maddie promises to go to Zumba with Jade. Do you think he'll actually go? Coach Tony says, just like that time he broke our heart and said he would come to Pickleball and never returned.
Very true. Well, maybe this will be your new sport. Imagine you absolutely love it.
Yeah. Highly unlikely.
Exercising in the dark. It just has Maddie all over
actually,
it.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah,
you're
it's
right.
Actually perfect. Imagine that.
No one's seeing the jiggle. It's good.
Perfect,
I'm there.
Really.
I want to come cuddle you.
Can't wear my oversized hoodie there.
No, definitely not. You got to get into like your best lycra.
Hey, Kriva, what's this Chinese army business?
So, the army over in China, apparently they're in a lot of trouble. Because a lot of their recruits have been self-pleasuring too much to the point they've got inflamed testicles.
Oh, okay.
6:08, Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk, live across Newcastle. Good morning. Currently 11 degrees at Newcastle. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
We're talking about the Chinese military. They've got a lot of trouble at the moment. In fact, government officials there are worrying because up to 20% of their recruits or potential recruits have issues from being overweight, and then 8% have been refused entry to the military due to what they're calling an enlarged testicle area.
Oh, okay.
Which seems like they're saying the way that this needs to be avoided is these recruits need to stop playing video games, to stop being overweight, and to stop self-pleasuring.
It's
quite a serious issue when things are getting swollen, isn't it?
I thought it was the like when you're not doing that, it becomes fuller.
Wow, not according to this reputable news source.
But if you're using it a fair bit, then it's getting overused, so it would get bigger, you know?
I love that this is an actual, like, requirement.
Well, 8%.
To get into the Chinese army.
Well, like, they have to check it out, you mean?
Yeah.
I think in all medicals, even in Australia, they do the full once over.
Like a full medical.
Inside and out.
I've never gone to try and go into any kind of armed forces.
Mm.
How intrusive.
So a vein.
Let them have their fun. Jeez.
So what's this big pulsating vein?
Yeah, so it's an enlarged testicular vein.
Do we have to?
Well, no, it's a medical issue, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. So they're saying 8% were refused entry to the armed forces due to this.
That's a lot of people in China.
8%? That's huge, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely massive.
So, it'd be millions or hundred thousands?
It's not of the whole population. It's people trying to get into the army and navy and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I reckon at least 100,000.
At least.
At the very least.
Anyway, they've spelled out, like, a number of different things in this, like, document, like a public document. Like, if you want to get in the armed forces, make sure you're not doing any of these things.
So, have it there?
No, because it's in Chinese.
So it's saying, make sure you're not doing
it. You can speak other languages.
So it's saying not do any of these, and it's got video games.
Self-pleasure.
A lot of self-pleasuring.
Yeah, because you want to avoid the big old vein.
Oh, well, there you go.
Jeez.
Aussies, take note if you're going into the Air Force anytime soon at Williamtown.
You know. They really cut them down over in China, don't they? They really take away everything.
All of the fun, you mean?
You have very few things over in China, I would feel, in the military. I think you'd be very...
very limited in what limited. You can do.
Yeah, great Chinese food, though.
Well, absolutely.
Like, it's a win, isn't it? It's hard to get good stuff here.
Good succulent Chinese meals.
Some would say.
But, guys, there's something in my box, 131009. If you want to win, what are we giving away?
We are giving away Tim Tams and wine today.
Tim Tams and wine.
Free Tim Tams, free wine, chocolate and wine together.
What a win. Okay, here we go. I'm going to shake my box. If you can guess what's inside it, you win the Tim Tams and wine. 131009. And the clue is?
If you might, okay, let me think about the clue. You would use this when you're out in the water and it has sort of a waxy consistency or... something like that, yeah.
Okay, the number you need, 131009. Call now. Free wine, free chocolate. What more do you want to say? Thursday.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. UFM. What's in Jade's box?
That's right. We have a delicious packet of Tim Tams and a bottle of wine so you can booze up on the weekend. 131009. Always drink responsibly. What is in my box? I'm going to give it a shake. And Clevo.
There's another one
for
the
list.
You're going
so well.
Clevo is going to give you a clue.
All right, so first clue was, when you're getting wet, you might use this as a waxy consistency. Double clue, two in one.
Hello, Amanda. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Now, I just hear you've dropped your sister off at the hospital. Is she okay?
Yes,
he's
fine.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's good.
That's good. What a good sister you are. Did you and your sister fight a lot when you were younger?
Yeah, when we were young.
Now look at you. You're driving into the hospital at 6:15 in the morning. It's fantastic. All right, well, we've got wine and Tim Tams for you right here. All you have to do is tell us what's inside Jade's box.
Well, at first I thought it was a square, but I'm unsure now.
A what?
A square.
Square.
A flare.
Oh.
No. Sorry. I don't own any flares.
I said a square.
Hope your sister gets well.
Yeah.
Steve, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How we going?
Morning. Oh,
Steve the Sparky. You're working on the weekend, mate.
Yes, unfortunately.
Do you own your own business, or?
Yeah, I do.
Give yourself a plug, mate.
I don't think Matty meant that as a joke.
No. Here's your opportunity. Give yourself a plug.
Just put this on the spot.
Or just name your business and say it's good.
True Blue Engineering.
There we go.
What a good, nice name for business.
Yeah, cheers.
All right, Steve. All right, man. Let's hope we can win you some Tim Tams and a bottle of wine. What do you think's in my box?
Is it the wax that you put in your ears to stop water getting in your ears?
No.
Sorry, Steve. You won a plug, though.
Yeah,
Thank you, that's right.
That's a pretty good prize.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Let's go to Sam. How you doing? Sam's gone. Sam? No.
And we've got Bevan.
Bevan.
Sam said Tim Tams are sick. Good on you, Sam.
Hey, Bevan. How you doing?
How you going, brother?
Oh, I'm doing really good, man. How's your morning?
Yeah, all right. Just freezing out here in the cold.
Where are you?
Tommy goes.
Oh, yeah, it's a bit chilly out there.
Are you waiting to get picked up for work?
No, I'm already at work.
Oh, sick.
Up and at 'em, Bevan.
Let's do it.
What do you think's in Jade's box this morning?
Sunscreen?
No, unfortunately not.
Sorry, Bevan. Thanks for calling, brother.
Can I do the big reveal?
We can take one more.
Let's do one more.
Some 13 10 09. If you want to get,
yeah, it hasn't gone off yet.
No, okay. Second clue. You said it's use it in the water and it gets waxy.
It is waxy. It's a waxy consistency.
Here's the next clue. A lot of surfers use it.
Sam's back. Hello, Sam.
Hey.
G'day.
Hello. All right, let's do it, mate. Tim Tams wine on offer. You can do this. What is it?
A bar of soap.
No.
Thank you, Sam.
All right, one more. Brett, how you doing?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Really good.
Hey, Brett.
Brett, did you just hear the clue, last clue I gave?
No, but I think I've got it.
All right.
Just tell us then. Confident. What is it?
Zinc.
No. You should have taken my clue. That's it.
One more.
Come on, let's give this away. Right. Craig, how you doing?
Good, mate. How are you?
Really
good.
Give
him good. Another clue.
All right.
Craig, surfers use it and bodyboarders on their board.
Yeah, like surfboard
wax.
Yeah,
of course it is.
There you go.
Good old bar of sex wax right there.
You got it, Craig.
Sex wax even better.
You like wine? You like Tim Tams?
I love all that stuff.
Oh, good. Yeah, all that stuff's good.
Very good. Congrats, mate. It's on the way to your house. Coming up next, though, Jade, is the news, and we're doing a right or wrong after that at New FM. Good morning.
The Novos.
New FM.
New FM. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
So, guys, I was talking to my girlfriend, Beck, the other day, and she was saying how she was going on a date, and she was super excited for a Tinder date. They've been talking for a couple of months, and they're like, okay, we'll meet up. And they met at a nice, actually, it's up in Queensland. It's called Faster Pasta. But, like, it's...
But does nice and that place go together?
But, you know, like, it's not too bad, small town. So, you know, they went to Faster Pasta, and Paul Beck said that when she met this guy, he rocked up in his trackies and a pair of Ugg boots and his flannel and a beanie, and she said, Jade, that's your sort of man because you love a flannel and a pair of Uggies.
Do they have refillable Coke at Faster Pasta?
Like the
bottomless soft drinks?
I can't remember. It's been that long. I don't think so, no. It sounds worse than what it is. But in all seriousness, she said, I can't go on a second date with him. I said, why? And she's like, if you're going to meet someone on a first date, you've got to dress up a little more than
not
that.
Not to go to Faster Pasta.
He's probably dressed down, consider he went, she's picked Faster Pasta. No, I better match the place.
Well, no, it's not a bad place, Faster Pasta. Like, it's all right.
Okay. Maddie's pulled up the website.
It's like the McDonald's of pasta.
Yeah. That's exactly how I imagine.
You just sit down and they bring you dinner out to your table and
you know when they're offering franchising opportunities, it ain't a fancy place.
Look, they're Tinder date, safe environment, Faster Pasta.
Yeah, good, so, public, well-lit space.
It's not about
fluorescent
that.
Fluorescent lighting.
Okay, it's about his outfit.
She needs to get over it. If he wears a flannel in the middle of winter with some trackies, Ugg boots, I think it's okay to Faster Pasta.
You reckon?
Yes.
Okay,
Grimo. First date. You got to...
wear a collared shirt, you think?
Make an effort,
That's
mate.
That's what she reckons.
I think I'm with your friend on this.
13 10 09. Should Beck be judging a date on their clothes? Should anyone be judging
trackies,
a date?
Come on.
Goes both ways for the girls as well.
Oh, yeah. Girls can dress terribly sometimes.
You know, dirty tights aren't a thing either.
Yeah, I do wear dirty tights.
6:37, good morning. Matchbox 20, live across Newcastle with Jay, Maddie and Crevo. It's 6:40, 13:10:09 this morning. Right or wrong, judging a date on their clothes.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
This is all because my girlfriend went on a Tinder date. First time after talking for a couple of months. She was really into him.
Post-ISO date on Tinder, you know.
Like, all frisky. She was so excited. And then she gets to the date and then he turns up.
Sounds like it.
turns up in UGG boots, she said, trackies and a flanno, and he was wearing a beanie. And I said to her,
good enough.
Come on. I said, you're surely not going to judge him on that. Like, you don't know what was happening in before he got to the date. Maybe something was going on. He didn't have time to get ready.
See, usually I'm like, you've got to dress up on a first date. You want to, you know, put your best foot forward. But in this situation, when you're taking a date to Faster Pasta...
You which need, is like the, some, it's like a fast food restaurant of pasta.
You would almost look out of place, I imagine,
that's
wearing nice clothes.
He's probably
clothes.
Like, you know what, I'm going to fit right in. But I still think, I think you've got to dress up regardless of the location. Doesn't matter if you're off to KFC, at least wear a nice shirt. Some nice shoes.
We've all seen the pictures of those KFC weddings, right?
That's yeah,
right. And how out of place do they look in nice clothes in a KFC? Like, it wouldn't look as strange if they were wearing crappy clothes.
Yeah, righto.
Well, look, we put this on our Facebook page.
Okay, let's hear it.
Chelsea Maloney, she's actually said to each to their own, except for the guy who turned up wearing toe shoes, possibly comfortable but worse to look at than Crocs.
I didn't know there were any shoes worse to look at than Crocs.
I didn't know either. Mark Webb, he wrote, if they wore UGG boots outside or loungewear in public, yep, sorry, bogans aren't my bag, baby. He then proceeded to say, I'm single for a reason. Okay, several, but definitely have strong feelings about not looking presentable. Fails are UGG boots, PJs, bare feet, no bra, defo don't want them brushing ankles, just basic respectable gear. Really, if you keep away from Windale, Cessnock, Curry and Hamilton South, you should be okay, right? But that is going to upset some people.
Embrace all here.
Yeah, we do, but he's like, do I win a prize for making dangerous statements? No, Mark.
No,
you don't. But we get your point.
Let's
leave
thing.
It there. From another one trash story to another, Love It or Loathe It up next, and we're talking all-you-can-eat restaurants.
Oh, good stuff.
Have you ever been on a date to an all-you-can-eat restaurant?
Definitely not.
I did when I was 16.
I can't think of anything worse.
Have you even been to an all-you-can-eat restaurant?
Oh, plenty. No, I mean, just like...
That's usually very below you, millionaire Mark.
I've definitely been to all-you-can-eat before. But it just for a date, I think it's a bad, bad choice.
I could just picture Maddie with three plates on a tray and you loaded up.
6:43.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. I don't care. New FM. Love it.
Yes, it's time to get Crevo and Jade's thoughts on the daily topics this morning. And today, kicking it off is all-you-can-eat restaurants.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
Not for me.
Well, I grew up going to Sizzlers. I grew up in Caboolture.
Queensland.
Yeah, it's still going strong at Morrow Field, Sizzler. So if you're ever, you know, getting the fix for some cheesy bread... Make sure you go up there and have a holiday and have an all-you-can-eat feast.
Only a 14-hour drive.
Have you ever walked into a Sizzlers restaurant, Crevo?
Yeah, when I was... I remember going in maybe 7 years old.
Don't sit down, your mother says.
No.
Mark, do not touch that.
Look, I absolutely loved it. And there was, the other all-you-can-eat I went to was the Wyong Golf Club.
Really?
As a kid, yeah. Like, we got a family friend, and sometimes I'd go, like, stay with him or, you know, and we'd go out to the Wyong Golf Club for dinner.
So, reason I bring this up, like, your standard all-you-can-eat buffets, good maybe once every 5 years.
Yeah, no more. Mostly not good, though.
Yeah, mostly not good. But I've read this article overnight in Sydney, a brand-new restaurant's opening, 5-star.
Okay.
A proper chef. Right, Michelin-starred chef. They're doing an all-you-can-eat 5-star restaurant.
Now that's starting to head into my
2-hour limit. So there is a limit on it, but wow,
they've
bottomless
got,
drinks.
They've got stuff like that in Vegas.
Very pricey,
that's really. You know, but it is usually like $200.
Yeah, it'd be a lot for bottomless drinks. Depends if you're only getting the standard beer and wine. They never put spirits on that list for people like me.
What spirits are you wanting?
And like
Malibu and pineapple?
Yes, I like Malibu and Coke. I like Bacardi. You know, I'll take vodka. I'm not a beer drinker, and the only wine I drink is Moscato. So I'm always screwed over when it comes to a wedding or a function because I can't drink anything.
I'm excited for this, though, because you
that
know
sounds
what?
Amazing.
Your everyday Joe can feel like a big, rich baller going out to a fancy restaurant for $200-$300.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So
have whatever you want.
Yeah.
Imagine anything saying on that the to menu. Yeah.
So have you already subscribed to the waiting list, Maddie?
No, do you know what? I actually don't mind paying for a good restaurant.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah.
It's one of the luxuries you're having.
I like paying for good
food,
yeah.
So, but are you going to go to this little fancy five-star?
I'd give it a go.
I want to try it. Sounds amazing.
Like $300, like Michelin-starred chef.
Yeah.
Five-star service. Bottomless drinks, you're spending the money on.
See, yeah. I'm not spending the money. No. I love an all-you-can-eat, but I'm refused because I can't eat that much. So it's a waste of money for me.
For you, only nothing over $12.
Yeah, yesterday I was pushing 20.
It was hard, wasn't it, paying that bill?
Also, never going to lunch with you again.
Why?
You're very difficult.
No, I'm not.
We went to lunch after work yesterday, Hamish, and we're sitting there in the cafe, and Crevo and I wanted burgers, like a substantial meal. And it was like 20 minutes before they started cooking the lunch menu. Jade's sitting there going, I don't want to wait 20 minutes. Just order off the breakfast menu. God, you were difficult.
It's not being difficult. I don't want to wait. I was hungry. And then I said, you guys order off that menu. I'll just have my granola and latte straight away, thanks.
My favourite was all Jade's questions. Like,
how big's the granola? Does that feed a family of one or five?
Well, look, it's very risky.
What size grains were the granola? Is there fruit in there?
Are they local?
It's risky ordering the granola, okay? You never know what you're going to get.
All right, news time next with Hamish. And Say Thanks with Flowers coming up after that. NewFM.com today if you'd like to send a bunch of flowers to somebody in your life at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
New FM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
I'm copping Jade's wrath because I played the wrong opener there. Sorry, Jade, I'll turn this one down.
Okay. Turn it down.
Turn that off. Here's your pet birthday opener.
Yay!
Pet Quarters. The Hunter's only locally owned pet superstores.
Six locations across the Hunter.
On UFM.
That's right. Celebrating all pets' birthdays on this show. Go to newfm.com.au if you would love to nominate your pet to celebrate their birthday with a shout out. And it's all thanks to Pet Quarters, the Hunter's only locally owned pet superstore. But right now we're joined by Liz.
Jade, the phone's not working.
How? What?
Look, I'm trying to press
Hold on, hang on. How about if I pick it up? Okay.
What a disaster. Put it back on hold.
Does that help?
No.
Oh, no. We can't speak to Liz.
Isn't that a treat?
How's the phone broken?
If Jade presses it, it'll take it to her phone, won't it?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Just imagine what Liz is like and how
sorry, Liz.
Sorry, Liz. Well, look, we'll read this out. Liz is celebrating her Rottweiler, Zelda Ivy Rose's birthday. This pup has three names. It's their birthday today. She says that Zelda is her best friend. She's cute, naughty, loving and cuddly. Loves her big human sisters and farts like a trooper.
Oh, good stuff.
And she says, happy birthday to Stinky Bum. Love you lots, my Zelda Ivy Rose. That's really sweet.
How cute.
So sorry about that.
The simple
we'll have to
things,
fix the
you
phones.
Know. Hard to achieve sometimes in life, like a working phone line.
I know, difficult, right?
Say Thanks with Flowers may be cancelled next if we can't get our phone working here at New FM. It's 7:07. Good morning.
Bad Child.
Tones and I, Bad Child, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM. It's 7:11. It's time to Say Thanks with Flowers.
Fresh pretty posies delivered daily for $37.
Theposypost.com.au.
The Novos with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Say thanks with flowers.
Yeah, big thanks to the Posy Post for hooking us up each week with these flowers. We're joined on the phone this morning by Narissa. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Doing well, Narissa. Now tell me, who are you nominating for this bunch of flowers?
I'm nominating my in-laws this week.
Your in-laws. Now, you don't really see that every day,
no.
Do you?
No, that's a rare thing.
Usually it's a, you know, cats and dogs sitch. So you get along with your in-laws?
Very well.
Oh, that's really good. What are they doing for you?
Everything. They just do so much. You can't even explain how much they do for us. Not only for my husband, my kids, myself. They do just as much for the rest of the family and all their friends.
That's very sweet.
Always
that's
helping nice. People.
I've got a list here of everything that they do. I'm going to run through it. It's quite incredible. These people sound like bloody super people. So they do our washing, mow the lawn, do the dishes, buy the kids snacks, buy the dogs snacks, and look after kids whenever needed. Wow. Yep.
Jeez.
That's really nice.
You've absolutely hit the jackpot.
I certainly have.
And out of curiosity, how old are your kids?
Sorry?
How old are your children?
They're 18 and 12.
18, yeah. And, you know, it's so handy, you know, especially being 12, like, pickups, drop-offs at school and whatnot. I know how much my grandma used to help out. So the in-laws are the best, really.
Yep, they are.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, Narissa. Those flowers are on the way, all thanks to the Posy Post guys.
That's right. What's the goss up next with Jackson? What's on the way, my man?
Sorry, guys. So I'm going to be telling you about Miley Cyrus. She's sober. It's very exciting. Also, too, bit of a feud between Winona Ryder, remember her, Mel Gibson as well.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't, but I'm intrigued.
Look, I'm fascinated by a feud. I can't lie. I love it.
Okay, minutes away, 7:13. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
Cameron, you stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
The man who knows all. Jackson.
Yes, apparently. My teachers in school didn't think so. Winona Ryder's in the news over the last couple of days because she's spoken out about Mel Gibson. Now, she's shared a story saying that he was anti-Semitic and homophobic towards her back the 90s. Yeah, so Mel Gibson's got a bit of a checkered past with this kind of stuff. So he's actually responded to her saying that it's disturbing and that she lied about it over a decade ago and she's dragging it up now just to get some press. She has fired back. It's been a busy 24 hours. She says, I believe in redemption and forgiveness and hope that Mr. Gibson has found a healthy way to deal with his demons, but I'm not certain that he has.
What are your thoughts on this, Jackson? Do you think, who do you believe, Mel or Winona?
Look, do you know what? I believe Winona Ryder in this one.
Really? Why?
Because Mel Gibson's had such a checkered past with this one, and she spoke about it before. But they're both quite dodgy, because she went to court, I don't know if she went to jail or not, for stealing thousands of dollars of stuff. She's a kleptomaniac.
2001, she stole $5,000 worth of designer gear from a shop in a designer store in Beverly Hills.
Wow. Like one wallet?
But she had to do probation and community service, and she had just over $2,000 fine.
Yeah, and her career just went down the drain until she sort of got back with Netflix's Stranger Things.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, she's in that. She plays a pretty good role too.
I didn't know she was a lesbian.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, it's news to me.
Like, is she really?
Yeah, well, that's what she's saying, like that Mel Gibson was homophobic, or what was the statement?
Oh, I don't know if that's...
I thought she just, like, said it about,
I
you
think
know.
It was to a gay friend of hers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She made some comments.
Yeah, right. That makes sense.
Oh, sorry. So I don't know if she is then.
No, I think not, based on that.
We'll do a quick Google over the next story. So Miley Cyrus, she has opened up about her sobriety. So she's been doing these COVID-19 live streams. She started a bit of a talk show on her Instagram. I don't know if you've been seeing this, but she's spoken to stars like Demi Lovato.
No, I haven't
Elton
seen this.
John, Selena Gomez, so like big talent. But she says that she had to get a vocal cord surgery and it led to her sobriety.
I've been sober for the past 6 months. Vocal surgery was kind of the biggest blessing for me and just like finding that clarity. clarity. And again, just going through a lot of therapy that I think is great for everyone. By understanding the past, we understand the present and the future much more clearly.
You know what? About Miley Cyrus, so she acts erratically and I go off of her because I'm like, oh, she's annoying. But when I hear her interviews, she's incredibly intelligent and I actually really enjoy her.
I love Miley. I think she's so good. And she's, you know what? She's owned all of her misgivings. And her flaws, and she just admits them, and she moves on, and nobody judges her for it.
I unfollowed her on Instagram because I didn't like what she did.
Very upset.
Yeah, but I didn't like what she did to Liam Hemsworth. I think he copped the brunt of
her
misfortune.
You're the worst, Jade. You're the woman that believes New Idea's front cover. Like you judge Miley over a New Idea cover while you're waiting in line at Woolies.
Got to
delete her off Instagram.
Well, no, but I don't understand why. They got married. They were only married for 6 months. So the on again, off again relationship over a period of 10 years. And then they get married 6 months later. Miley's getting a divorce. Mm. And I just think, Liam's sort of been sort of used and abused in that relationship. That's me. I don't know. I don't know him personally. So who knows? I'm making assumptions. But that's what I think.
Hollywood is a very strange world.
Really weird.
Hey, quick update on Winona Ryder. She's not a lesbian.
She's not?
Married
okay.
to Johnny Depp and she's now got a male husband.
So, oh, okay.
Quick one, Jackson. You've seen those Miley interviews.
Yeah.
Do you think she'd make a good talk show host?
I think she's good.
Yeah.
She's just so chill and it's not fake and people like really, she's so honest. People open up to her. So I enjoy them.
I see an Ellen replacement.
Just quietly, just to add, Jackson, you'll enjoy this. Mm-hmm. Ellen's ratings are tanking at the moment.
Oh, good. I reckon Ellen could be replaced by a wet towel. And
yeah, massively.
Have more ratings.
Her ratings have gone down like 30% after all of these stories have come out about
her. Her TV show in quarantine is so boring. Like, you take away the studio audience.
It's actually garbage.
It's
very dull.
And there's a lot of pauses and it's awkward.
Did you notice she doesn't dance on her own coffee table?
No, it's because she has to have like a structurally sound one.
And
like
she locks the poor producer outside.
I know, like he's out in the garden. He has to stand out in the rose bushes near her house.
Aww.
Thank you, Jackson. News time with Hamish up next here at New FM. Good morning.
New FM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
De Novo's.
Now, Jade, you sent me a video last night of your friend who has recently said yes to marriage.
Yay.
Oh, how beautiful.
Yeah, well, she's more of an acquaintance now. It's a girl I met through theatre a couple years ago. So we haven't, like, stayed in touch like besties, but I follow her on Instagram and she did get engaged, but wow. I had to question if it was a real engagement or not because the proposal was just out of this world. And I know it's a big thing now to have these, you know, you can
lavish engagement videos.
You can hire people to help you propose now. And it's sort of tit for tat who can have the better proposal now.
Oh.
In some ways, and
I'm not aware of this competition.
You know that any proposal video that has this as the background music is fake.
So the video starts off like this, right? With this music.
Okay.
She's walking down the hallway with rose petals scattered everywhere.
Okay.
She comes around the corner dressed in a gorgeous red dress and
black
heels.
This.
Yeah, hair, makeup, everything done like she was about to, you know, get whisked away in a helicopter to Paris. And then she comes around the corner. And then she sees him on one knee with Marry Me. Like, I think you can pay florists to put a bouquet together in the words that you want.
All right, so the flowers spell out Marry Me across the floor.
Across the floor in big capital letters. And then she's, like, surprised, like, oh, what? I'm Miss Universe. Oh. And then she gets the zoom in on the ring. And then all of a sudden, there's this zoom out shot with the drone from the on the thing of them sitting on the stairs
of this like empty house.
Of this empty house, it's like he's stolen the keys to a real estate agent because there's barely any furniture in there.
It's like one of those, you know, really artistic cliffside What would you even call that?
It's at Kiama in like south of Sydney.
Yeah,
it's very.
It's like a cliffside waterfront mansion.
Quick, darling, jump over the fence.
Meanwhile,
unless
he's
caught on the barbed wire again,
a secret billionaire or something like that. Like they're only 23. Very young.
They don't own the same house as Tony Stark, a.k.a. Iron Man.
They say the gays are ruining the sanctity of marriage. It's not a fake influencer proposal that's doing that, is it?
It just made you question if it was or not, because her profile's recently changed to very staged influencer photos.
Does she have 100,000 followers or something?
No, only like 1,200.
No, spent a lot on that.
Big congratulations.
What a song.
Yeah.
See you later. Coming up next, we're talking Zumba.
That's right. So I caught basically Maddie saying that committing to going to Zumba tonight to
Jade.
Don't
I regret that decision.
And the excuses, trying to get out of it, this and that. But I've got the video evidence on Facebook.
So what we're going to do next, apparently, Jade's going to give me a quick little Zumba class.
Well, the idea is to get you ready for tonight.
Yeah, go teach you some moves.
Okay, doing it next. Taylor Swift, The Man at New FM, 7:37. Good morning. 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Currently 9 degrees at Warners Bay and we're doing a Zumba workout now. I'm very, very unenthused to go to my first ever Zumba class tonight, Jade.
This is brilliant. So off-air conversation the other day, I caught you, Maddie, committing to go to Zumba with Jade Thursday night, a.k.a. tonight.
And this is like the 8th commitment, by the way.
But this was caught on video. It's on our Facebook page if you don't believe Maddie is going to go to Zumba.
So you can't back out now because there's actual video footage.
Exactly right. Now, you're off on a shopping trip. You're going to buy special clothes for it, aren't you?
It's a half-hour class, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm 30 of your best minutes.
It's put me in a mood now because the class is at 8 o'clock for one, too late. Also, I need
to
go on.
You're up till 10:30 every night.
You
never go to bed
early, you sook.
I also need to go and buy gym clothes because I haven't been to the gym in about a year.
Don't you have
so
anything?
So there's a lot of hoo ha for a half hour gym a Zumba class.
You know what? All I hear is excuses.
Yeah, this is the start of your fitness journey, Maddie.
Exactly.
Crevo, you've been to the gym once since you've been
since
off
COVID.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. It's once more than you. Yeah.
It is actually. Good on you, Crevo.
Thank you, Jade. A bit of positive encouragement.
So, Zumba is dancing, right?
Yeah.
Yes. It's dancing. And what I love about the gym I go to and the Zumba class I do is that they actually turn all the lights off.
Perfect.
So only the instructor has the light on her so you can see what she's doing. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's a no judgment zone. The lights go off and it's like you're just dancing in your bedroom when no one's watching. It's actually a really fun experience.
I'm into that.
That's actually perfect for you.
Yeah.
I'm at the stage where I haven't worked out in so long. I don't want people to see the jiggle.
And normally...
It's too much.
They're one-hour classes. So because of COVID-19, they can only do 30-minute classes. So it's actually perfect for you, Maddie, because it's easing you back into exercise.
Do they have buckets for first-timers?
In case you vomit.
Yeah.
Old plaque and plastic bag. Old double bag. Okay.
All right. So we're going to do this.
Yeah.
I'm going to go over and, play the music. And, Maddie, you're going to do stand up and do some
You need to
moves.
Do it as well,
yeah,
Jade.
Yeah, I'm going to teach you what to do.
Get up.
Yeah, I'm going to get up. So while they're switching spots, we're going to do a little Zumba rundown. I'm going to teach Maddie some moves so he's not by himself.
Okay, here we go.
By himself.
Dance workout. All right, Jade, you're in position. Oh, you're unzipping your jacket down to your best flanno.
Yeah.
Throwing that off some sort of strip tease. Okay. All right, Maddie, you ready to go?
Yeah.
Let's hit this music. Here we go.
Okay, ready? So,
cha-cha-cha.
And right.
Jade. Jade, you're like a Latin dancer.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, okay?
Oh, my God, Maddie.
No?
Not for you?
Not vibing?
I ain't learning choreography, let me tell you that much.
That's part of it.
I'll jump up and down.
That's part of it. You had more of, the breakdancing style move.
Yeah, you're on your way. You've got rhythm.
You do, actually. You're going to be good at Zumba. This is going to be your new thing. You'll be an instructor next.
I'm sure Jade will Instagram it to the nines tonight.
So. Oh, yeah. Yes, everyone can watch
the Jade Leader.
Yeah. Follow my Insta. But we're going to be following NASA's...
reality journey next. Reality Here's journey. Reality wrap. All the goss of reality TV this week. Up next with NASA. Good morning. Live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. NASA's here.
I'm the first celebrity in Australia to be on three different networks. Count them. Look at my hands. 9, 10 and 7.
Good morning to my favourite human.
I don't think NASA's on Big Brother. What's he know about Big Brother that we're not going to find out from the show? That's right. He is the man that knows all about reality TV, and he likes to give us the inside scoop. NASA, welcome.
Good morning. And you know, I am Mr. Reality, don't you? I
mean, you are.
Know that. You know, I'm Mr. Reality. I get all the gossip. I get all the gossip and all the he's in who's done who and what's happened. Now we'll get to this very quickly. I can tell you now. I'm moving on now. I'm Big Brother. I'm moving on because Big Brother's become a bit of a joke. I mean, the girl gets voted out and then they put her in control and now she's back in the house. So she's going to get voted out again because the others have turned on her, saying that she's a bitch and she's carrying on and she's a snake and blah blah blah. So she'll get voted out again. And it'll be like, you know, the rest of them carrying on. So we want to move on to Big Brother.
Yeah.
I want to go on to the biggest show to come on reality TV's Farmer Needs a Wife.
Farmer wants a wife?
I'm sure he needs one as well. Every farmer needs a wife. Now listen, I want to ask you guys this, right? Before I go on my sort of exposure, would you, as a, you know, I mean, the girls on Farmer Needs a Wife are very good looking girls. Like, seriously, I mean, the ads and everything and what I've seen and a little bit of the promo.
Yeah.
And the guys, oh my goodness, they're super hot. I mean, I'd date one of them probably. I would probably date
so
one of them, right?
Are you saying you're going on Farmer Wants a Wife?
No. I'm talking about the quality of people that are fantastic.
Well, NASA, they're the salt of the earth people, you know? Like, they're real Aussies. And
genuine.
You find the less fake they are, the better looking they are, I find.
Yeah, honestly, and they're no fake. I'm telling you, the girls are very good looking. But then, if you're a girl, a city girl that lives, say, at Newcastle or Bondi or whatever, would you seriously want to move to a farm, leave your nails, pedicure, medicure, all the massages, get together with all the girls and go and have a few drinks, to move to a farm, to hang around with cows? The guy gets up at 5 in the morning.
NASA.
I did, honestly.
Yes, for true love, you would. No, I did. Of course you would.
I did think that, NASA. I thought, you know what, these poor girls have honestly no idea what they're getting themselves. In for.
They do.
What about they want the quiet life, NASA?
Yes. No, but listen, forget the quiet life. That will only last for a month, right? The quiet life will last for a month. But then she's got to get up and do the same. She's got to drive the truck, pick up the truck, get the hay, look at the cows, all that. And then summer comes, all the flies and fleas and all sorts of things are happening. But haven't these girls heard of Tinder? I mean, there's Tinder, there's Bumble, there's Tinder. Surely you can find
NASA.
A guy on Tinder.
Some people find it very difficult, NASA.
If you were offered a slot on that show, NASA, I think you'd go on it, mate.
Yeah, one of
you'd
those.
You'd put the Akubra on.
You'd buy
Williams
a farm in a heartbeat.
Well, I would then change it to say NASA needs a wife. NASA needs definitely a wife. But this is the show. But listen, one last thing before I leave you, lovely people, is that there is a scandal on the show where a farmer, one of the boys, a good-looking guy, I must say again, has to pick between two girls. Now, the two girls are very looking, but he has to pick with two girls. So he goes off with her, pushes her off, gives her a bit of a tuggy, you know, blah, blah, blah. Then he leaves her, goes with the other one, and he's faced with the decision, who am I going to go with? And this is it. I'll leave it as that, and you have to find out for yourself. But he's faced with this decision. There's crying, there's bitching, there's carrying on. So really, the farmer needs a wife. It's not just wholesome. There's scandals happening now.
Oh, okay. Good stuff. NASA, thank you. Farmer Wants a Wife, of course, kicking off in July on Channel 7.
Mm.
Always fun. Thank you, NASA.
Bye, NAS.
See ya.
Bit full on today.
Yeah, I know.
I'm confused if he likes Farmer Wants a Wife or he doesn't like Farmer Wants a Wife.
I think he likes the farmers. from what he was saying.
I think he likes the sound of his...
as well.
Yeah, like, you know, there's a lot of... God, they're such good-looking farmers, even I'd go on the show.
Said it two or three times.
I know.
Very confusing, man.
Anyway. news time up next here at New FM, 7:57. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
New FM.
New FM. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
De Novos.
De Novos.
De Novos.
De Novos.
New FM.
I love that all of the pubs are opening up again, of course. And along with the pubs come the pub specials. I love a good weekday pub grub night.
Yeah, just 10, 15 bucks. You get a nice filling meal.
You do it a fair bit.
Yeah, so a venue in Newcastle, really great special on a Monday night. Right? Okay. It's on their website. And I was like, oh, got to go for that. So me and a guy that works, he went to this particular pub. Mm-hmm. And when we got there, the special was so good it dragged us there. And when we got there, they handed us the menus. We sit down. The water comes out. And then on the menu, it's got a big stamp across the Monday night special that says not available tonight.
Oh, no.
So obviously it's too good for the current climate.
Economic situation.
Right? And it's off pay week. You know what it's like. And we thought, oh, I don't want to pay $24 for a burger at a pub. So he suggested to me that we sneak out the back door and go somewhere else.
You've already got the water and stuff, though. And they've already set your table.
So did you?
Yeah.
That's okay.
I mean, I would have done it. I would have paid. But he was very, like, anti. He felt ripped off that it was on the website, but the menu said otherwise. I was happy to pay the money.
Fair game. Like, until you've physically ordered, like, even if they've brought water out, you still have the opportunity to leave.
And we were the only two, like, there were one other, like...
couple.
We aren't a couple, but there are a couple in there as well. So, like, four of us in the whole pub. No. And I felt so bad.
Once they've set you up, they've put the napkins, they've set your like, cutlery and poured your water, you're locked in.
No, you're not. Free will. You can leave.
13:10:09 this morning, right or wrong, sneaking out of a restaurant once you've sat down.
Once they've poured the water, I think you're locked in because that means they've now got washing up, they've now got to put cutlery back away, you've already cost them money, you're
no,
locked
you
in.
No, you don't. No. Leave. Run.
Because it's kind of the same psyche as getting in a cab. And they press the button and then go, oh, got to get out. It's still like $5
to
start.
No, that's different because I've hit the button.
So, no, look, my opinion, if you're standing up, you can look at the menu and then leave. But if you sit down, get your water, you are locked in.
It's a glass of water.
No.
All right. Well, are you Team Jade or Team Crevo this morning? 13:10:09. doing it after Sam Smith to Die For at New FM. Good morning. Sam Smith to Die For. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM with Jay, Maddie and Crevo. It's 10 past 8 and 13:10:09 this morning. We're talking, right or wrong, sneaking out of a restaurant.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
Very embarrassing. Went to dinner, pub special Monday night at a venue here in Newcastle. The website said one thing. The menu said another thing. We get there. The guy I was with wanted to leave because he was like, I'm not paying $24 for a burger.
Now, you feel embarrassed, and that's the right feeling to feel, you know, to feel, because once they have sat you down, set out your cutlery, poured you a lovely glass of water, you are locked in.
We got the water, we got the cutlery, and he goes, oh, let's just sneak out the back. You're a smoker. Pretend we're having a smoke.
And never come back.
Out the side door we went.
They're holding that table for you.
I had to do the whole performance as well, like the waiter was standing mere meters away from our table. I'm like, yeah, let's go have a ciggy. Let's go.
Funny, but I think it's okay. It is. There's humour to it, but it's all right. If it's just water, it that's nothing. It costs them nothing. Half the time they pour it from the tap anyway, so what's it matter?
Do you know what's really bad as well? Every venue that you go to now, you have to put your name and number at the door.
So now they're going to be in touch with you. Where were you?
Like
you snuck out on us.
Exactly.
I don't think you should feel
embarrassed.
Plus,
you're a man about town as well, Maddie. You know,
I was quite
happy.
You're
a media personality.
You're a celebrity.
That's you, Jade. We can't. You just can't do it. I don't know if you can do it.
You
it felt
can
so bad.
Do it.
You've done the wrong thing.
Do it.
At 13:10:09, we're taking your calls. Trevor, good morning.
How we going, boys?
Oh, g'day, Trev. Right or wrong, mate? Walking out of a restaurant before you've ordered.
Mate, you're well within your rights, and I do it all the time.
Tell us the situation.
Mate, if you go into a restaurant and they're falsely advertising something, like as you said, a bloody good meal on the website, and you go there, it's not there available. Well, hang on, that's false advertising, isn't it? So why should I be required to stay?
See, Trev, I just can't be bothered fighting about stuff like that.
Just get a cheaper meal.
Whenever I see that person at the pub that's complaining about it, I'm just like, oh, it's $10, I can't be bothered.
You're already there.
Yeah, but it's $10 you don't have on off-pay week, Matty.
All right.
Thanks,
well,
Trev.
Well, Trevor is obviously Team Jade. Let's see if we can get some common sense.
Good stuff, Trev.
Kerry, hey.
Hi,
Kerry. What are your thoughts on this? Embarrassing or totally fine?
I don't think sneaking out fine, but I think
yes,
telling them if there was a board on the wall and there was a stamp on that that said the cheap meal wasn't available, okay, they shouldn't have sat down. But if you don't see the menu until you've sat down, then you're well within your rights to say, but I'd say to them, look, I'm really sorry, but we came for the special. That's all we can afford this week, so, you know, we're not going to be able to stay. So I wouldn't quite have snuck out the back door.
Yeah, though. That's...
I feel really bad, though, because obviously pubs right now are really struggling.
They need every customer they can get.
I'm not going to hold them to account over $10, you know?
The young waiter has gotten his hopes up. He's gotten another sale for the owner.
I don't think there's an issue with it.
Sometimes they're not even breaking even. Like this pub we're at, there would have been maybe four or five people in total in the whole venue, and they're paying bar staff, the bistro staff.
Pardon, Kerry?
Had you actually booked a table or...
No, we just walked in. Walked in, sat down.
That's more understandable. If you booked, then, yeah, you need to stay.
Well, thank you for your call, Kerry. Let's take one more, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it. Tiebreaker.
Hello, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good. Thoughts and feelings?
My thoughts and feelings on this. I don't think I'd stay if they falsely advertised a special that wasn't actually available on that night.
Yeah.
About the sneaking out there, I don't think I'd sneak out. I'd make it obvious to the staff why I was leaving.
Yeah. Rather than the cowardly act.
I don't like the idea of
nipping out the back for a fake cigarette.
No, I think it's okay to slightly sneak out, Michelle, because you don't want to cause a scene. You just want to just slip out like, oh, they're gone now. That's okay, free table.
Thanks, Michelle. Thank you for your calls this morning. And next, we've got a brand new game, Crevo.
That we do. It's called Tim Tam Tennis. Now, this is awesome. It's a chance to win Tim Tams, which we love giving away
on this show.
It's very simple. We're going to give a topic, and then you have to say related words back and forth against Jade this morning, and we'll see if you can win yourself some Tim Tams. Very easy. 13:10:09 to get involved.
Quarter past eight. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Cranberry Zombie, that's one of the few 5-minute songs that I enjoy. It's really good. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. Time for our brand new game on offer, Tim Tams. We are playing Tim Tam Tennis.
I just came to say hello.
All right, very simple game, really. I say a topic.
Yep.
And you will be up against Jade, and you just have to say words about that topic. Now, the first person to pause or to say or ah is out, basically. They lose that point. Best of three.
Okay. Did you get all that, Anthony?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
What's going on, mate?
Bugger all, mate. Get ready for the day.
Nice one.
In front of the Newcastle.
Yep. It's going to be a beautiful day, actually. Top of 18.
Yeah awesome. It looks pretty nice.
Jay's just trying to sweet talk and soften you up a bit so you'll go easy on
it. You think you're going to take me down, Anthony?
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so Anthony, you will be saying the first word, kicking things off, and then it will be taking turns. You, Jay.
Best of three.
So nervous.
Okay, first topic.
Okay.
The zoo.
Elephant.
Monkeys.
Lion.
Zebras.
Zookeeper.
Piranhas.
Fences.
Ooh, food.
People.
Snack bar.
Stairs.
Merchandise stand.
The ferry.
Otters.
More monkeys.
Oh, no, I don't think you can say more monkeys.
All right, that's one to Jade,
that
Anthony.
That was fun, Anthony.
All right, you're a pretty good player, though.
Yeah, really good. All round right, two.
Obviously quite good at sports. Okay, next one. The supermarket.
Ooh.
Go, Anthony.
All right, coffee.
Cashiers.
Fruit.
Registers.
Aisles.
Continental soup.
Slippery Falls.
Campbell's soup.
Staff.
Bananas.
Money.
Shampoo and conditioner.
Sneeze guards.
Toilet paper.
Toothpaste.
Self-serve registers.
You're out. That's it. Two to Jade.
Anthony, mate, what a legend at that game you are.
You're really good, but
Jade got you. Jade's a little bit better. Thanks, man.
Thanks for playing.
There
Bye,
you go,
Anthony.
Jade.
I am the reigning champ.
Tim Tam tennis, easy as that.
She's keeping those Tim Tams close to her heart there. She's very hard to get them away from her.
You know, man, you get competitive.
You are very competitive.
No. I like that game.
It's
very fun.
All right, we'll bring that back then.
Coming up after the news, new segment, guys. Mm-hmm. It's called Secret Parent Stuff. So we have a brand new resident doctor on the show. His name is Dr. Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
This time it's Dad's Edition. So any questions dads might have about becoming a dad for the very first time.
That's right. So we've, you know, and we'll be doing more of this. So if you have questions for a doctor that you may be a bit embarrassed about or unsure about, this is your opportunity to talk to a real doctor here on the show.
Yeah.
That's right. Doing it after the news, 8:28. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos. The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Crevo, a little bit of a quick love it or loathe it. Fusion cuisine.
Ooh, interesting one. I'm going to say...
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
Love it? Okay. Yeah. Jade just told me about some incredible fusion cooking she's been doing at home. I go, what was for tea last night, Jade? She goes, I had beef chow mein. I'm like, oh, beautiful. I don't mind a nice beef chow mein.
Yeah.
I go, what's in that? She goes, rice, cabbage, carrot, beef mince, beef chow mein mix, and for a bit of extra kick, Woolies taco flavouring mix.
And then Maddie was just shocked. He was like, Mexican and Chinese infused in one dish.
I don't think, you know, when I think of like fusion, I think of what we maybe had yesterday, like a burger, but it's Korean chicken. So what they're doing is maybe a bit of Korean spice mix in the chicken. So that seems like a good match.
What's wrong with my match?
Taco flavouring. Decide which one you want. Do you want beef chow mein or do you want taco mein?
It's too overpowering.
No, it's not. Have you tried
it? For each other. No,
I haven't. You haven't even tried it, so you wouldn't even know.
I continue on. I go, Old El Paso? And she goes, no, just the Woolies brand.
Save
$1.
70 cents.
70 cents.
Love it.
Well, I guess spices aren't too
expensive.
Nothing
wrong with being frugal when you shop.
I'm not. I don't care about that. I care about the fact you're putting taco mix in with beef chow mein mix.
Put the two together. Just put everything in. It's that vibe, isn't it?
Guys, yes, it is that vibe. And a lot of parents, new parents will, learn to cook. And, they're learning lots of different things like, what to expect when becoming a parent for the first time. So we have a resident doctor, Dr. Coleman. He's going to join us next, and he's answering all the questions dads, in particular, new dads-to-be have about becoming a dad, the pregnancy, whatever it might be.
Okay, it's called Secret Parent Stuff with Dr. Coleman, straight after the Jonas Brothers. What a man got to do at New FM. Good morning. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. It's 8:41. Time for our brand new segment. It's called Secret Parent Stuff.
Dad
That's right. Secret Parent Stuff is about to kick off with Dr. Coleman. He is our resident doctor on the show. And today it's the dad's edition. So all the new dads-to-be, 131009, if you have a question about the pregnancy or what to expect about becoming a dad, and we'll ask our doctor who knows all,
Dr. Coleman. He joins us now. Good morning, doctor.
Hello, Dr. Coleman.
Hey,
how are you today?
Oh, very well. Good to be on the show. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for joining us. Now, we're very excited for this segment. We've got some questions from the dads of the Hunter for you. Are you good to go?
Yeah, far away.
Right, okay. Let's kick it off.
So, Dr. Coleman, we got this call from Noah.
How long is it before me and the missus can get intimate after the birth?
Fair question. I've wondered that.
That is a good question. Look, there's no exact answer. I mean, the proper answer, I think, is when he and the missus both feel comfortable getting intimate. But there's a general sort of rule of thumb which tends to be around about 6 weeks after the delivery, and that's whether it's either by cesarean section or a normal delivery.
Okay.
Because cesarean section, you've had an operation, so that's and a normal delivery, of course, everything is stretched and sore. So that 6 weeks is sort of a rough time, but really the other thing is that, you know, it's a very tiring time, and often the desire and the sleep deprivation all change. So
that's very interesting.
A lot of people take longer than that, and that's no problem at all either.
Nothing to worry about if it's going longer, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Yeah, of course.
It's a tough time of life, and there's lots of other things to think about.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. All right, another question, please, Jade. Dr. Coleman.
All right, this is from Sam.
Can a baby have DNA from two fathers?
Oh, something's going on in that household, Dr. Coleman.
that's a good one. I don't think so. No, I think each baby has 23 chromosomes from the mum and 23 from the dad, and there's no more room. I think you only get 46. So, I can't see how you could possibly have DNA from both. Although. There have been cases, very rare cases of twins where one twin has one father's DNA and the other has the other.
Would that be from, say, IVF?
No, not from IVF. You could do it with IVF, but you certainly wouldn't. No, I think it's actually, not to put too fine a point on it, it's where there are two
different eggs.
Lots of sperm floating around at the same time, and they both managed to find an egg each.
Dr. Coleman, this one's fascinating for me. So I'm gay, and if I in the future wanted to go down that path to have children, could me and a partner potentially have a child each with a twin situation?
So you can certainly, if you're gay, you can certainly use your sperm through IVF in the same way as anyone else. In twins, you would never purposefully create twins from two different fathers at the same time. It's just too dangerous.
Okay.
In fact, when they try for IVF, usually you aim for a single pregnancy.
If it's good to know. A similar situation, Dr. Coleman, like with a same-sex couple who are two females and they want to have a baby, they can use two. They can get an egg from each partner, and it would be the similar sort of situation.
But again, you would only one woman would get pregnant at the one time.
Yes.
Or at least, you know, it's completely separate decisions as to when each woman gets pregnant. So generally speaking, the IVF would use, or using any other method, would get one woman pregnant at the one time. So, yeah, twins don't really come into that scenario.
That's really interesting. Okay, third and final question is from Kieran.
Sure. I'm thinking of doing fly-in, fly-out work after the birth of my kid, and I'm wondering if the baby would miss me.
I think it depends probably on the age of the baby, but certainly, babies probably would miss their dad. I think that bond between a dad and their child is very important. But the good thing is, I think if you're doing fly-in, fly-out work, that it's the quality of time you spend with your child when you're at home. And often those FIFO guys, if you get home and you have a good, you know, week at home or a good time at home and
yeah.
manage to, you know, get up at night and cuddle your baby and spend a lot of time with it, I think that certainly can make up for the, you know, 9-to-5 grind which a lot of us have. So the answer is, yeah, I think kids do miss their dads for sure, even little babies. But you can make up for it by putting that extra amount of time and love when you're at home.
Yeah.
How interesting.
Dr. Coleman, so obviously if you're a new dad, you know, first kid, you've never really experienced this before and you are doing that sort of work, what kind of things would you suggest a dad do? Is it good for them to hold them close and cuddle them for a period, maybe take them away from mum to form that connection with the child?
Yeah, and I think that can be a matter of confidence too. And certainly a lot of first-time dads, when the mum's, you know, done lots and lots of time and days and nights with the baby, if the dad doesn't have confidence, particularly if they've been away for a while, they you know, the first time you hold that child, you're sort of, you know, worried it's so precious you might drop the baby or something.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, getting down and rolling around and sort of, you know, lying down and putting the baby on your chest and carry it around and getting up at night, you know, maybe even if the baby's breastfeeding, you know, getting up when it cries and taking it to mum, all those sorts of things. You just get those 100 little moments, I think.
Yeah.
And then that's how you get your confidence.
Great advice. Thank you.
There he is, Dr. Coleman. Thank you for joining us this morning. It's Secret Parent Stuff. If you have a question for Dr. Coleman, hit us up on the New FM Facebook page. And obviously today, great advice for the new dads of Newcastle.
Yeah, and congratulations if you've got a bubba almost to you.
Yeah, yeah, on the way.
Thank you, Dr. Coleman.
Very fascinating.
After this, we're doing the news that didn't make the news with Hamish. Good morning.
The Novos on UFM.
We're trying to figure out how to make the news less boring, and you act like you peed in your milkshake.
I love the media.
The news that didn't make the news with Hamish.
Oh, here he is, the man himself, Hamish.
Oh,
good morning.
Hello, guys.
The news that didn't make the news. I love this segment. It's the news that wasn't serious enough for the main UFM bulletin, so we just shove it at the end of the show.
Because that's all I do.
Love
serious.
It.
Serious news.
Exactly.
Well, look, let's get started. So scientists say, and you know it's going to be a good start to a story when I start with scientists say, they've discovered a trove of bacteria living in the Swiss permafrost. Could be used to break down plastic waste. So they found this bacteria in the permafrost, which is, okay, for anyone who doesn't know, it's basically a layer underneath the soil that's basically frozen from anywhere between 2 to millions of years ago.
Okay.
And they reckon that this bacteria is around 13 million years old, and it could be used for a very beneficial purpose, basically to break down plastic.
It's caustic stuff, jeez. Oh,
that'll be good, but then they've got to mine that, so...
Well, they don't need to mine it. You see, if it's bacteria, they can get a small sample and then basically...
They just need a little bit.
...encourage its growth.
That's great.
Yeah. Just give it some food and away it goes. Yes.
Science is a wonderful thing, isn't it?
Isn't it? The problem is, though, that because the permafrost is starting to thaw and there's other environmental issues with that I could go into. Oh, I won't. But it could actually create another problem because there's just as many viruses that are in the permafrost that are just as old that could actually be very, very bad. So,
caveman viruses.
Yeah. Much older
Even older,
too.
Yeah.
So there is a concern, though.
How interesting.
Mm.
Wins and losses with everything.
Look, you've got to take the Got to take the wins.
Plastic's a big issue, though.
It is.
That's scary.
If we can sort that out.
If we can find a way to break it down into sort of an organic waste, then that would be an amazing accomplishment. Also, too, you guys spoke to Bruno the List King yesterday
about his
Arnott's Assorted Biscuit Rankings, and apart from a few howlers, in my opinion, but I won't get into that. He actually inadvertently cleared up a question that apparently we've all not been asking, and that's whether a certain brand of biscuits is pronounced nice or niece.
I say niece.
Nice.
What is it?
Well, Bruno asked Arnott's which is the correct version, and they responded on Twitter. Apparently, it's named after the French city. So, it's pronounced Nice.
There you go. My whole life, they've been called, like, my grandparents, my mum have called them Nice biscuits.
Yeah.
So,
maybe you secretly have French heritage.
In you. Because let's face it, I've been calling them nice. I think a lot of people have.
Yeah, me too. I've been wrong all this time.
Yep, me too.
That's a Queenslander, Jade.
Give me a nice biscuit.
That's a good one. Thank you, Hamish.
That's all right, guys.
Very interesting.
There it is. Us done for another day. What?
Friday tomorrow.
Jeez.
Get excited.
Gone wrong then.
No.
Feel good Friday.
Friday.
Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off next. 105 minutes commercial free with Jackson.
Yeah. Ariana Grande, Justin Bieber.
Oh, I love this song.
Up, Stuck With You.
Hopefully they get together one day.
Well, it could happen because Hailey Bieber, she's escaped to Italy. They're saying there's a few issues in that relationship.
Well, after all of that news, yeah, those stories about the Biebs. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I really wanted them to work.
Yeah, they're never going to.
I get too invested. Yeah. I get too invested in celebrity relationships.
And of all the relationships.
Oh, no.
What a dud. Fonzie as well. The hair, the retirer, the, I don't know, any more nicknames?
The hard worker.
Ain't no party like a Fonzie party. Bastille as well.
Awesome.
It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off in minutes. We'll catch you next time. Bye.
See ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.